This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For the third time in as many days, the Bank of China has devalued the Chinese yuan another percent or so against the dollar. Today's market intervention, however, came with a rare Bank of China press conference to, in theory, explain what is going on over there. Our Shanghai Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been following this story all week for us. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So this was an unusual and interesting press conference, I think you could say, huh?
Yeah, you know, and the central bank's vice governor said something really interesting when he was trying to emphasize how the bank was going to let the market determine the value of China's currency. He said rather eloquently, trust the market, respect the market, fear the market, and follow the market. Now, I'm not sure which one of those he thought China was doing most, but if I were a betting man, I'd pick fear the market, because that's what the central bank is doing. It seems scared to give away its power to the market. Yesterday, toward the end of a rough day of trading, the bank dumped $20 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bills to bring the value of China's currency up a little. Now, that's a drop in the bucket when you consider China owns $3.6 trillion worth of U.S. T-bills. But today, it fixed the currency depreciation at 1%. So there's a bit of a contradiction between what China's central bank is saying and what it's actually doing. It knows that all this free market talk is what global markets want to hear, but Beijing is still very much controlling the value of the currency.
Do you suppose they have a plan? I mean, I get that that's a big question, but it looks for all the world like they're going, oh my goodness, what do we do today?
Yeah, I think that is the big question. You know, some economists think this is all part of a big strategy to internationalize the yuan. And in order to do that, the IMF wants a more market-based currency price. The timing of this devaluation a month before the Fed potentially decides on interest rate hike and a month before Xi Jinping and Obama meet in the United States is pretty interesting. You know, but a lot of other economists think China's central bank is acting without much of a script. You know, the way they've handled this devaluation, the deception about it, as well as how Beijing has mismanaged the Shanghai Stock Exchange debacle by quickly seizing control of the situation, making them look like they're not very serious about letting the market decide. Well, that's not exactly a recipe for confidence in how the Chinese government is handling all of this.
What should we be more worried about? The fact that the government is intervening in the currency markets and the stock exchange, as we've seen, or that what they are doing doesn't seem to be working the way they want it to?
I think the latter. I think that's the one that everyone's worried about, because if they're working kind of untethered and they're sort of in panic mode, I think everyone's going to be in trouble.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai for the third day in a row. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Kai.